Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
What it do?
Oh, it's the hand motion. That bit ready.
What was that actually? That was kind of awkward.
What it do?
Is that what I did? Ew.
It wasn't this arm. This arm wasn't, you know.
Oh, is this one? I'm over here swatting flies.
No, oh, what's that? What's that dance? I forgot, girl.
That looks like I'm hitting ass. Oh, you know.
Wow. No, oh, it's that. Lord. It's the. Was that Millie Rock? No, that's not Millie Rock. It's that dance thing.
Dang, girl. Oh, I feel like I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It might be the Millie Rock, though. For real, for real.
Millie Rock, 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 rock.
You know what I want to say, girl? Soulja Boy is having his time right now. Because the girlies, I saw... It's a disgusting your face. Well, Sexy Red has her song using, you know, Get It Sexy.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That shit bang. I ain't gonna hold you.
Bow, bow. It do. I'm not even gonna hold you. That shit bang. I can't believe I bought a recorded line saying this. Cut the mic.
That girl said a recorded line.
But then also I saw Megan is supposed to be using a Soulja Boy type beat. I don't know if that's the song with Glow or if it's her own song, but I'm like, oh, Soulja Boy.
It's too much heat dropping. Nobody told them to come outside in 2024. Like, we had a little bit of extra time in 23.
Cardi's
like
coming 24. Back, too. Yeah.
Oh, Cardi coming back. And she coming back with a vengeance because she done left her baby daddy. Her music gonna bang. I'm sorry, but you know when artists be going through, they music bang.
There's so much tea that I want to talk about because I saw Chloe Bailey posted up with Gunna. And I'm like, girl, where was you at while he was locked up?
She was the one he was collect calling. We don't even know.
Girl, he done had this little glow up. He look like he vegan now. Now she vegan. So maybe they together for real. Vegan love.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm thrilled about that. Do your thing, Chloe.
Chloe, glow? We up, bro.
Yeah. I'm just asking that Beyonce does not tour this year. That's all
I heard that she was going to be dropping. Some people were saying that she was going to be dropping tickets this Friday. I'm like, come on now.
Girl, no, B.
I ain't going to hold you. If I heard 16 carriages live, oh my goodness.
I would cry.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Let's talk about it real quick. Yeah. Because sis, if she dropped tickets, we're not going to another tour without each other. So cut the shit, okay? Cut the shit.
Yeah, that was so sad.
I had
so much fun. I really did have fun with the people, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. With, yeah,
like the people. Yeah,
that's no shade to nobody. We had a great time individually.
But yeah,
but girl, we haven't been to a concert together in a while.
Yeah. We are oh my god, for real? Yeah, what was your last concert?
You tell me.
Oh my god! Yeah,
one music fest, and we wasn't even in the same section.
And you know what? Me and you was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we saw Lotto, our security had to come get us, literally.
Girl. That's probably the last concert we went to. That's when we went to no concert together.
That's ridiculous, actually. I'm in trouble. That's pish posh.
That was in our younger years, 2020.
Anything stop. Our younger years is crazy.
It's younger years.
That's the 20s. We 30 now. What you talking about?
Deep enough.
Okay. Yeah, I need you to embrace this because when we get to 40, we're gonna really wish.
I'm glad that was recorded because, girl, hell no.
That is gonna be the clip, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, as soon as I did it, it's like I didn't mean to, but I had to be myself.
We can't even post that though because people that's 40 gonna be offended.
It's just that I'm not. You know how it is when you go through your stages. It's just the level that you're at is the level that you're at, and when you start to get,
I'm sorry,
as you start to grow up, you just start to feel differently, and you're just like, oh my god, I can't believe it.
It's no shame to anybody.
The time flew by. We cannot get time back. That's a serious conversation.
Time is the biggest.
We have to live it up every moment.
Yeah. Time is the most expensive. Can't be wasted on
no dusty, no crusty, no none of that. Yeah. None of that.
Time is expensive, for sure. Like, ooh, it is the most expensive thing in this world. You got the baby?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Well, we already started talking about it. Yeah. But how you doing?
I'm dandy. Good. Dandy, the sun is shining. The pollen is pollinating.
Oh, that pollen is pollinating. I got a sore throat right now.
For real? Sore throat?
Yeah, it's a little scratchy.
Oh my God. My eyes are what's messing me up, man. They itch, they water.
Listen to this in there. I know.
When is the spring? I mean, I was going to say, when is the spring leave? Ouch. I didn't mean it like that.
Like mid-April, I think the pollen will start to dissipate.
Okay, so we got a couple of weeks. I can take that.
Like,
I can handle that.
To late April, I feel like. But May is definitely going by May, so we'll be good.
Okay, cool.
I think I didn't realize that it started so early. I'm like, dang, March, second week of March, we already got pollen? I was shocked.
That was I can't believe it's in April. I feel like March really...
March ran up out of here. January stayed the longest. February did its thing. March ran out of here. And April is like, what's up, players?
Yeah, I feel like April going to slide too, though. I'm not even going to hold you.
I'm ready for, you know what? I'm ready for, I need a vacation. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm tired of waiting. I need a vacation or I'm going to explode. Like, I low-key was just thinking about taking a mini little something, like, to Miami. Like, I was looking at stuff. I just was like, bro, I gotta get going. For sure. For sure. Oh, that's so sweet.
So excited for my ice cream. That's so sweet. Yeah, because, so what's going on? Like, how's your week going? We gliding, we sliding.
It's gliding and sliding. You know, I'm not really sure what's going on. Emotionally, I'm just not at my best. I'm not sure. I can't quite put my finger on it, but
yeah.
I've got all my fingers feeling, but I can't quite put my finger on the one thing that it is.
Like, what's causing you to feel the feels?
Yeah. It's just like, something's draining me emotionally. Anyways.
And maybe like that vacation will allow you just to, maybe you need to just have some new scenery.
So that you feel like you can just kind like of breathe refresher. A little bit. Because I'm really trying to think when the last time I went on vacation. And I'm like.
Girl, I haven't been since Tulum.
Damn. Ooh. Yeah. Like I just need a little vacation.
Girl, I need one for real.
Well, we gotta talk. But
I'm trying to win a sweepstakes.
This girl, she's trying to win a sweepstakes. Can't stop, please.
I'm sorry. I'm like, yo, these people really be winning, or does that be pretend? I feel like I've already said that on here before. Let me move along.
I don't know if they winning or not, girl.
You know, you see those little promos on like Instagram. I think they have winning, you fill it out.
I think it'd be some stipulations if they be leaving out.
I never see when they contact the winner. I mean, I guess I won't see that, but I think they should show the winner's face. They should say, thanks, Ovaltine, please. Oh, something.
Wow. Just for confirmation that this is real. This
yes.
Is real.
And even in that, they could have been a paid actor, but absolutely. Whatever.
Girl, definitely could have been. Definitely could have been. Girl, let me tell you what happened. Let me just pop this off. You know, if it's not one thing, it's another. Either I tell you an embarrassing story or either some shit that happened at work. It never fails. Like, I have one or the other. Thank God I have nothing embarrassing as of lately. Actually, I do have an embarrassing story.
Oh.
I actually am going to tell you. It's really embarrassing, though. Okay, so yesterday I was... Yesterday I was leaving the house. I'm at Nicole's house. I was leaving the house. I was off. And, well, I started the day being off, but long story. Anyways. And I was leaving the house. I had an appointment, but I needed to stop by her work to drop something off. Anyway, so, you know, that means I'm really, like, moving now. So I go out of the door. So there's a light switch that operates the garage, essentially. And usually we cut it off when we're, like, in the house. But in my head, I wasn't thinking that she had already left for the day, so it was up. I flipped it down, and then I thought I flipped it up, but the light didn't come on. So, and I'm trying to hit the garage, and it's not working. It's not going up. So I got to text my last girl, like, girl, I'm running late. Like, I call Nicole. Like, we're on FaceTime. She's like, try this. Try. Nothing's working. I'm like, I got to text my last girl. Like, this girl going to be irritated with me. Like, I'm telling her my car's locked in the garage. My girlfriend has to come home and open it. Like, I mean, it's a mess, really. Then I happen to pan over to the light switch, and I'm like, it's supposed to be all down, right? And she's like, babe, flip the light switch up. It starts to work.
Wait, so how long did you spend doing that?
It had to be solid 10, 15 minutes. Solid. She was in the car on her way to the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's probably those bittersweet moments where it's like relief, like, oh, I ain't gonna pay for nothing to get fixed, thank God. But also like, oh my God, come on.
For
babe.
Me, very much embarrassing. Embarrassing. I'm like, I was just so stunned. I was like, I flipped all of them up. Why would it not be working? They were flipped. I mean, in my head, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. So, embarrassing story.
I'm done.
In other news, also a work story, because why not just give it all to y'all? This is important. I think the first impressions are important. And I don't know where we lost sight of that, or where people have lost sight of that, but first impressions are everything. I don't care if I'm a bag of nickels. First impressions are everything. Because truly, you don't know who I am. If I'm introducing myself, you don't know me from diddly da, then you need to act like, I'm not saying act as if I'm the president, but I'm just saying, like, where's your chill? Let me just give you the story. So I go to a new facility yesterday. Y'all know I'm PRN at work. I'm back at my regular job and I'm PRN. So they happen to call me like, oh, can you go to this facility? I'm like, actually, I got a little bit of time today. Like, sure, whatever.
Mm-mm.
So I'm introducing myself every time I go into somewhere. I'm introducing myself. So I finally get oriented and I kind of just get into the room and I start trying to help out. Now we're waiting for a patient and it's the nurse. And I say, hi, I'm Ayana and I'm a tech. I'm going to be blah, blah, blah. And he says, I say, how are you? I say, hey, what's up, Ayana? I'm Ayana. How are you? That's kind of how I introduce myself. Real casual, real chill, like whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, what's up? I'm just like, okay. Like,
oh, my God. That's it?
So I'm just
hey,
like,
what's up? I'm not your homie.
Like, right. He's like, I'm going to say he says, I'm Joe. Hey, I'm Joe. And I said, okay, hey. Like, what's up? Oh, no. And then he says, I'm trying to remember the order of it. But basically, long story short, the response that he finally gave me was, I think I asked him how he was doing after he said what's up to me. I was like, how you doing? And he was like, I mean, it depends on the day. I'm nice if I want to be nice, but if I want to be mean, then I'll be mean.
Yo.
And proceeds to walk out of the door.
Yo, what is
literal
that?
Literal first impression. I said, I looked at the other guy in the room and he was like chuckled. Mind you, it's his second week there.
Oh, so he don't know what's going on. I love when black people have that moment of unspoken, yeah. Like, yo.
We both just be like,
what the fuck is this?
Yeah. So then he comes back in and he's like, but I heard you were nice, so I'm gonna be nice to you. I was like,
What the hell?
Because at this point, baby, you already gave me who you are. Like, I don't have nothing else. I'm just like, okay, at this point, I know what kind of time you want, and I'm not on that type of time, but I don't got time to play with you either, so perfect. Like, because really, I'm here to help y'all, so I'm trying
yeah,
to
like, yeah. And you showed me early, so cool.
Yeah, like, I encountered two weirdos yesterday, And I'm just like, I'm actually here to help you. So I'm trying to figure out why y'all are being standoffish or rude or coming off any kind of way. Because, baby, I can go back to where I was at. And I was at home relaxing, chillaxing. Like, send help. He comes back in and he's like, yeah, I heard you were nice. And I said, He said, did they lie? Are you not nice? And I was like, yeah, I'm nice. I mean, I don't really have a reason not to be nice to anybody. Like, why? I don't even know why I would come off like that other than nice. Just to let him know, like, you're the idiot. You're the weirdo.
Yeah, you're the one that's...
I was like, I actually have no reason to be mean to anybody, especially since I just got here.
I'm amazed at how like, socially tone-deaf people are. For real.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. How do you introduce yourself to somebody like that?
Yeah, I'm just like...
That's just sounding too extra already.
Cool with you after that? I'm like, bro, I'm already...
Nah, bro, you already got my guard up. Yeah.
You really...
That's a terrible first impression.
When I was young, my parents taught me that really first impressions are everything. How someone sees you immediately is really how they're going to process you. Even if you didn't mean it, even if you were joking. Like, what would make you think that you could talk to me like that?
And some people... I do respect people that are able to always be themselves, no matter who they're around.
Right.
But I think that you do have to have self-awareness enough to know how you come off. And, you know, just there's a time and place. Like, we're in a workspace. Right. We're not, you know, I don't have to kiki with you. I'm here to work. Mm-hmm. And that is just totally uncalled for. Like, what is that? Like, how are you... What was he like? I want to know, like, what in his mind? How
what was his expectation
react?
After that?
Did he want you to laugh and say, "Hell yeah"? Like, what?
Yeah. Like, what would I have responded to that? Sometimes I'm mean. Sometimes I'm nice. Okay. Ew. Like,
and it's always really in the workspace. It's always that one person at work, yes. Bro. It's always one of them.
The other guy.
You'd be like, "So, like, what did you say in your interview? Because clearly you were someone else."
The other guy, he just was being not rude, but he was just very much like, oh, when I asked him a question, he acted almost irritated. And I do read that sometimes, and that's not the case. Or maybe that's just his personality, but I'm just like, if you're coming off like that, then why?
Irritated? Like, but you're coming in as somebody who is not a normal, like, you're not a part of the crew. You are going to have to ask questions, so...
I literally walked in here and I don't know where anything is. I'm not asking you how to do the procedure, baby. I'm just asking you where can I get what I'm used to getting. If that's not what you do, then just tell me that. I don't know. I'm doing what I'm used to doing. You're not... Nobody really gave me orientation. They showed me room one, room two, changing room. Come on in. And I said, okay. I don't have no
You need my
that.
Help or not.
Yeah, I'm like...
Listen,
I'm
if I
come to
help, don't do that.
I'm supposed to go tomorrow, and baby, I don't want to go.
Man, just put your big panties on, cause
I'm just like, I don't want to go.
Put your
I'm
big
like,
panties
y'all
on.
Y'all got me till like 4 o'clock, baby. After that, I'm out. Don't even come see about me. After that, cause I feel like I'm a woman of my word, so I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I'm different outside of work clothes. Don't
you
try
better
to
believe, baby. I probably will not be making my way back over there unless I absolutely have to.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I really think professionalism is dying. I think respect in general is just lacking. I've had that conversation so much with people lately, from children to adults, workspace, all of it. And I'm just like, this is a societal issue for real.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. Yeah. I don't know when it got like that. How did it reach that? Like, how did that even happen?
I don't know. I think maybe, I don't know, social media got people thinking that they can be these characters or whatever. But baby, you're not going to go viral at work. You might.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not going to happen.
And like you said, like, it's okay to be your true self, but can you not be rude in the process?
Yeah. There's like, a way to do that.
Right.
Oof. Those that's people that are like, I'm me and I'm, you said enough, sis.
Yeah, actually,
I've got the beware sign up for you.
Yeah, like, for already. Real, actually. Like, I actually, let's slot out.
Dang.
Like,
I don't have any work tea, but we are supposed to be getting some new people, so I'll let you know how that goes.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's happening. That's popping off next week, so.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Are you going to be training them?
I have not been asked to. Okay. I think we're getting an intern too. I'm like, bro, this is going to be a lot.
Yeah. It's like you be wanting help, and then when the help comes, you be having to train them, and it be like.
Yeah, and training somebody, like, the last kid we had, he was, like, 19. Oh. He couldn't even drink it. And, like, he just had ADHD. Like, he did not pay attention. He had hella errors. And we threw him a big party at the end. They gave him money and everything. You know, he left. We had, like, stacks of, like, work that we had to redo because he had so many errors. I'm like, why did y'all throw him a party and give him all the, and give him money, like...
Maybe they liked
him. He was really cool. Like, he was a cool kid. Like, legit. But, nah. In that case, we all need a party up in this month. Because I ain't got no errors. Anyway, child. Don't let me get it going. So I'll get it firecracked. Well, I did want to talk about two people. I want to talk about Glow and I want to talk about B. Who do you choose first?
Beyonce.
Okay. Cowboy Carter. How we feeling? What we thinking?
So I want to be honest. I did not finish the whole album. I actually sat on Cowboy Carter for like a couple days. Then I started to listen because I just didn't. I wanted to listen in a certain state. I don't know. I wouldn't want to just listen on my way somewhere quick. I wanted to just be able to really take it in, honestly.
For sure.
And I finally got the opportunity to begin it. And so far, I'm not going to lie, I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. Mm. And, you know, I feel like I'm a little biased. I think I set myself up because in my mind, because I enjoyed Renaissance so much, I think that I put in my mind that I was going to enjoy Cowboy Carter. Mm. Although that's kind of a tongue twister. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just me. Sorry.
it's the alliteration.
That I was going to enjoy it. Like, because I know how awesome she did on Renaissance. I was just like, yeah, this is not going to be something I'm going to be disappointed in. And so I set myself up, and I think I had to put that bias aside when I listened. When I realized it and I listened, I was like, okay, I got to chill. So, but overall,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you some songs that I'm really feeling, and you tell me your first initial thoughts. So first.
Okay. Oh, wait, are you going to tell me right now? I'm good.
No, yeah, I just wanted to hear your first thoughts first before I tell you.
Okay. So I'm going to be honest. I didn't know what to expect. Like, I think that country music can be very beautiful, but it is not a genre that I feel connected to.
Okay.
I don't know if that's ancestral, but, you know, and so when I turned on the album, I was like, okay, this is not necessarily, it's got feelings of country, but like, her voice is just so soulful, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And there are country singers that do have, like, a soul to them.
There's a certain twang that she does not have.
Yeah. And so it just felt like they were adding certain instruments that I'm familiar with country. But it doesn't necessarily feel like a country album. I don't know.
A full-on country, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not, like, to be shady or anything.
Yeah, but I know exactly what you mean.
I think it's an album that I am not immediately attached to, but I feel like it's first off, the album as a whole, it feels very like intentional. I feel like she took her time.
Yes.
I just feel like it's going to take me some time and I don't want to rush it. I think a lot of, I don't know, I feel like Beyonce fans in general, they like whatever she puts out immediately without actually knowing if they truly like it. And yeah. I'm just not that type of person. I can be
a fan but realize when it's not.
Yeah, like I can be objective when I, you know, to artists that I love. And I can generally be like, okay, so I can tell off rip, this is not going to be my favorite Beyonce album, but I can appreciate the art and the vocals. So, but yeah, I'm actually still, I think I have maybe 5 more songs to listen to.
Okay.
So yeah, we can just, yeah, you can tell me what song stuck out to you so far.
So my favorite is Tyrant right now. I was a few more listen to, but my favorite right now is Tyrant. Hold on, let me
put up. My favorite is Riverdance.
Oh wow, I haven't
listened to 16 Carriages. I just, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 16 Carriages is literally, it's beautiful. Like the message, it's so beautiful. The sound, like it's just so wow. But yeah, Tyrant, because when that beat dropped, did you listen to Tyrant already?
I don't think I've listened to Tyrant. Oh, I also like Alligator Tears.
Okay, I can hear that one. When the
how did you feel about Miley? That's what I want to get to.
All right, cuz.
Okay, yeah. Me, like,
this I'm not going to lie to you, because it's on my list of songs that I like.
Period.
Yeah. Period. It came on and I was like, yo, that's Miley. I was like, okay, this is it.
Buckle in.
Yeah. And then I was like, I like it.
I like this shit.
Like, I actually like it. Yeah.
Most and Wanted is really good.
I was like, wow, I actually really like this. I was like, okay, dang, fine.
Yeah.
So, cool. Not going to lie, I like that one.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I'm still, I know a lot of people like Yaya.
Also like Protector.
Protector. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I really thought it was, that's what I thought. I was like, wow, this is like nice. This is like.
And this album really melts into each other. So sometimes I thought I was still listening to another song. Yes. And I looked up and I was like 2 songs ahead. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Yes. So some it is a little hard. I think, like I said, I'm going to have to really sit with this. Mm-hmm. And learn when the songs end. Like,
I feel like I had to do that for Renaissance, though. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, Renaissance was melting.
Yes.
Okay.
Baby. That was one long song.
What beautiful melody.
Yes. For real. Ooh, like, wow. And that's the thing. Like, this is so. The way the album. That's why I wanted to listen to it in order, because, like, the way the songs.
Yeah, I have
flow,
to. Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
I think like, it's a sin really to listen to an album out of order first go.
Like the first time.
I mean, maybe it'll let you. I mean, I don't really understand doing that because the person, yeah. I mean, the artist literally put order. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an experience. Right.
Right. And I try. Also, like I said, I was not going to do any playbacks because I'm good for that. As soon as I like a song, baby, I want to hear it again and again. And then I'll go back to what I missed. So I told myself, I said, okay, no playbacks, because, baby, when Tyrant came on this morning,
dang, I listen to Tyrant now.
And then I was like, okay, I gotta, I said, don't go back. Don't go back. Don't go back.
OMG. I'm gonna have to listen, girl.
Yeah, girl. It's when the, yeah, girl. I'm just, yeah. You'll know the part when it comes on.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, overall, I'm excited to listen to it. Like I said, not gonna lie, if she goes on tour, I'm gonna wanna go.
They were saying, like, people, all those people who are outside of concert venues and stuff, like, yo, have your cowboy boots and stuff ready. And I saw, it was so crazy, the day that her album dropped, I saw so many different ads for, like, cowboy attire. I was like, wow, Beyonce really is a movement, for real. Like,
you know,
Fashion Nova probably gonna start.
Yeah, she's still wearing her cowboy attire because I saw her at some award show where she had on her like
the iHeartRadio. Oh my god, yes, her outfit was so fly. Saucy. She's so fly, bro. That black leather, what?
Ooh, saucy.
She, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
That girl is fly.
I don't know who.
I wonder who is in charge of like her fashion. Does she like have, you know? I'm sure. Obviously, she says, "Okay, I don't want to wear that or whatever." But I'm like, because I know at one point it was Tina, but you know, I know that was ages ago.
Do you think she's designing her own pieces?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, does she say, hey, like, this is kind of what I want to go for? Yeah, after that Renaissance movie, it let me know she's really a creative.
She's hands-on. So, yes. Yeah. Exactly. Like, when she says she's a creative, she's really like, no, I'm in this.
Period, girl.
Like, what I say I want, I'm going to make sure it's executed properly, and I'm going to tell you what I want. Like, that's really the real tea.
Wow. Cowboy Carter, so y'all let us know how y'all feeling about the project. Yes. I did want to talk about GLOW really quickly. GLOW was on Club Shay Shay today, and I don't know. It's just something about, us and just our people when they come from really genuine places, just out the mud, like, mm-hmm. She's so down to earth. But I don't know if you know, so I found out a lot about her. Mm-hmm. She said that her mom has 10 kids. 3 kids are with one guy, and then the other 7 she shares with her siblings. They all have the same dad. And she just was saying how, like, you know, she was homeschooled, and you know, it took for, like, her sister to kind of, like, literally call defects on her mom for whatever reason.
Oh my god.
It forced her mom's hand to stop homeschooling them. Like, their mom just really wanted to protect them from the world. Like, she said, we went to church and home. That was it. And, you know, she just talked about how poor they were and just not really realizing that they were poor. And, you know, she thought her mom just was being mean, not wanting, you know, letting her have friends come over once she was able to go to school and stuff. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't celebrate holidays. Her mom doesn't believe in pagan holidays.
Wow.
And how it, for a long time, she didn't know what it felt like to sleep in a bed. Like, she said her dad stayed at, like, a motel or something, and that was her first time literally sleeping in a bed. Like, I don't remember how old she said she was, but it seemed like it was a little later in her adolescence. And also, what really was crazy, right? Yeah. She said that all her sisters had the middle name Nicole. She was the only one who had a different middle name, and it, of course, you know, it's Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I just was like, it's crazy how people are destined to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are the only daughter with a different middle name, and you happen to be the one. Ooh. That's wild.
Why are all of their middle names the same?
It sounds like her mom is really iffy, because she even said, like, even with them being involved in church, she was like, we would go to different churches a lot. Like, we'd leave a church. My mom, I don't know, she would just be ready to leave. Like, so I don't know. I'm just really interested in...
Does she have a relationship with her mom?
Yeah, she said that she pays her parents' bills, and her mom is always asking her, like, what can I do for you? You know, I don't have to work no more. And she told her mom, like, just pray for me. Aww. So, I don't know. I just love seeing people come out the mud and just live a great life.
You really don't know people's story. Like, you just really don't know.
You really,
like,
don't.
You have no idea.
This girl said that she hates eating out at fancy restaurants. She said she'd be carrying lorries with her. She was like, I'd be putting my lorries in its own seat. I'm like, okay, girl.
Oh, glow.
Yeah, so she was really bad. I'm really excited for her and Megan to collab. Like,
girl,
I think it's going to be major summer.
I heard the first couple ding dings, and I said, oh, we got a banger. I knew.
First 30 seconds of a song really is telling. You can tell if it's about to be a bop or not.
If they haven't did it in 30 seconds, maybe they not going to do it.
I love Megan, but, like, her last songs, not that they were bad, but I ain't felt nothing like Tina Snow. I'm just gonna leave that there. NDA actually was really good. Budget with Lotto, I love that song too. Like, she's had some songs, but nah, I'm ready for her to really pop out.
Yeah, the way she popped previously.
Right.
Girl, I don't know. You start getting some of that popping you, and that's when shit started to take a turn.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's the hold up.
But you know, with Glow, a big thing that she talked about was the song "Yeah Glow," and I think dealing with the rejection of the song that she had, the Cha Cha, you know, remake. So I don't know, rejection has just been really big this week, so I might have to get into that.
Yeah, let's get into.
All right, guys. So, I wanted to talk about this. I watched this show the other day. It is the Jerrod Carmichael, reality show. If you guys don't know Jerrod Carmichael, he is a writer, producer, comedian, very talented Black man. He had the Carmichael Show at one point. He had the show that. It was like Little Rail. It had Little Rail, Just Hilarious. It didn't last that long. It was actually a good show. But anyways, he has a reality show out. It's on HBO Max. And girl, I just first off, he is so handsome. He is a handsome man.
He is.
And I don't know. I just love to see Black people live in luxury. Like, so he's in this like nice hotel. This first episode, there's only one episode out, by the way. Another one comes out Friday. So today is what, Wednesday that we're recording. He's at this nice hotel and he's preparing for the Emmys. So his special is up for an Emmy. He did a special. Oh my God, so great! Where he's talking about the complicated relationship he has with his mom, being, you know, coming out to his family, and just how, you know, complicated that is as a Black man, and like even down to who he's interested in as a gay man, dating white men, like how his friends were more concerned about them being white than him being gay.
Wow.
It's a really good special. But oh my God, this whole episode, Yans, have you ever like been in a situation where you like somebody and you just were really anxious because you wanted them to like you back? Like when y'all were communicating, when you send a message, you kind of be like flustered and you be anticipating the text message, just real
someone
anxious.
Other than someone I'm actually talking to? No.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you?
So this, I think I have. I absolutely have, actually. I think that when you are in that awkward stage where you don't really know how somebody feels about you, but mm-hmm. you have these strong feelings, it can be very awkward. Like, and there's nothing you can really do about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's literally preparing himself for days to tell Tyler that he has a crush on him. Or like, I think he's already told him, actually. And he's like waiting. He's just like trying to invite him to the Emmys. He's like, we go to the Emmys with me. He's trying to like get the courage to ask him. And you just see all like him being so anxious, like he's not really eating for real. Like friend,
so did he actually ask him or no?
Well, he didn't ask him. He straight up told him.
How you felt about him?
The episode starts off. He literally says that he told Tyler he had a crush on him, and then he like put his phone on silent and went into therapy. And wow. He said that he finally, you know, turned his phone on, and Tyler's response was, "You stupid bitch."
But first of all, I'm just like, you know who Tyler is. This is your best friend. Did you expect a different response?
You know what? I really do agree with that, because watching Tyler over the years, he's just so unserious. And he doesn't, I mean, he seems like, honestly, and now that he's taken his like artistry more serious, that's probably the most I've seen him really show a different side to him that's not so playful all the time. Mm-hmm. and really passionate. I don't really know when it comes to like relationships, but I feel like if you are telling your somebody that you're close with that you have a crush on them, you should have some type of anticipation of how
they maybe that's respond. Why he was so nervous though.
Yeah. Because you telling your best friend you have a crush on them can change the whole dynamic forever.
Yeah.
You may not even be able to come back from that. Okay, so I'm going to play this clip. And I'm just going to play it because here we go, guys. Okay, well, first off, sorry. Let me preface by saying, in this scene, Gerard has finally got Tyler to like meet up with him. Like, he's been hitting him up. He asked Tyler to go to the Emmys with him. You know, Tyler's like, I think he had like a photo shoot. He was like, yeah, you know, but that's dope that you're going. It's dope that you are up for an award. And that was kind of that. So he has some
people on standby. And this is after he told his feelings.
Yeah, this is after the fact. So, you know, you're watching, you're kind of like, dang, is Tyler kind of avoiding him? And then he finally gets him there and he kind of ambushes him because Tyler was like, whoa, like, you got a whole camera crew? Like, whoa, what did I just walk into? But so in this scene, he has pretty much already faced, he's face to face with Tyler and he's like, I feel like things have been awkward with us since that moment. And he's, so it starts off with the stupid bitch comment.
The tea is hot.
Called me stupid bitch. I did. Yeah, I did. And I think I just like brushed it off. I know. Yeah. Getting news like that and then avoiding it is a way to avoid change.
So you were avoided.
I never said that I wasn't. That was a lot to download. Now we're here, and I still don't know how to respond.
Yeah.
The did suck not talking to you. I didn't think brushing that off and continuing regular would be such a dent.
Call me stupid.
I don't know. What would have been the ideal response?
I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to talk about it the next day. Call me, like look at me and bring it up and fucking move on and fucking go to Burgers. Never say that. I don't know. This, I think. I don't know. Like, more than... You can feel yourself, like, not answering, though, right? Like,
I don't know what you want me to answer.
Like, you've only given me
are you wanting the same thing from me? When you told me that, I'm like, nah, not like that. Like, that's like a brother. That man's like family. Like, truly like family. Like a true brother. I don't know.
So, I'm not going to play all of that. That was kind of long, but...
That's a lot.
It was very heartbreaking to watch. And like, and I really... Kudos to him for being able to be that bare.
Vulnerable, yeah.
And to experience that level of rejection on television from Tyler, the creator. But it was a very real moment. I think you could feel that Tyler felt awkward himself.
And that's the second time he... like basically told him
like he still is carrying those feelings. I've been in this predicament before, but I ended up like actually dating the person. Like kind of being the friend and like watching them and be, you know, feeling these like feelings develop. And I actually, unfortunately, I don't remember like if I told them or they start liking me. I have no idea which way that went. Like, I don't remember anymore. But
I feel like that may have happened one time. I'm trying to remember. But I think, no. I be so nervous, girl. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just
girl, watching that scene. But also, so later on in that scene, right? Like, Gerard is kind of just sitting there looking stuck. Like, after he says, you know, you're like a brother to me, it's like, damn. So this, you know, and I don't really know that he expected for them to, like, move forward. People have said that Tyler is a, I don't know if he's, like, a pansexual or if he's bisexual, but I feel like he came out during the Igor album. And it's been said that he typically dates white men. And Gerard was looking up with a lot of white men in the thing. So I don't know if maybe it's that, you know, maybe he's just not his type. But he did literally say, like, you're like a brother. So,
yeah.
But after that, yeah, like, he orders food and eats. So while Gerard is sitting there looking crazy. And he kind of leaves, and then you're just kind of stuck feeling like, damn, like, bad for Gerard, honestly, but...
That's how the episode ends?
I mean, you know, he won his Emmy. I mean, in a sense, that was, like, one of the last talking points, and, like, just kind of him sitting there, you know, he won this Emmy, you know, but just at the same time, he lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
a lot.
It was really sad, and I've seen so many people like laughing at it. I think rejection is really hard for me to watch. I am an empath, obviously, but
I don't think that's funny.
It was not funny to me.
I don't think,
but people are cracking up at Tyler's reaction when he was like, kind of, because it was kind of mean to me personally.
Yeah, it was like, I get that mean, not mean girl, but mean guy. Like, it wasn't
mean guy.
Like, it wasn't, I mean, I felt nothing about that was funny to me. Like, that's, I don't even know how else to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, I thought you should be gentle with your friend. And I think in that, I think seeing, like, rewatching it, I could give him the respect of, like, being honest.
Like, but he don't know how to react.
The other parts, child, of that scene, it was just really cringe. Like, I feel like
if you don't know how to react, I feel like it's better to just say that versus reacting so wildly, because, like, my feelings are involved. Although you don't have these feelings, can you just respect the fact that you're, like, a brother to me, and that's not how you treat people you love?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, just off of that principle alone, like, oh, I'm family. But also, I feel like he's so awkwardly, like, bothered by this that I'm not sure how their friendship is going to continue.
Yeah, and I wonder how he felt about walking into a room, like, can you imagine having a friend who had interest with you? You think y'all just about to hook up, kick it, you know, they've already told you they had interest. And then you walk into a room full of cameras to have this very intimate conversation. So I see it from both angles. But I didn't want to talk about rejection just in general. Like, I think rejection for me is heart-wrenching. I identify rejection with, like, my worth sometimes. Like, I shouldn't. And, like, I know that that's not healthy. And so I just wanted to ask you, like, you know, what is your relationship with rejection?
I feel like for me, rejection feels... I mean, obviously, it's not a feeling that I'm okay with. It's not a feeling that I easily process. And I think it's a feeling that I feel, like, how do I say it? Like, I feel it easily. Like, even though if somebody didn't mean it like that, I in a way, I feel rejected by, like, responses. Even when I shouldn't. Like, so it's like, I have to tell myself, like, okay, that's not what they meant. Or if they did, it's okay. That's how they feel. And you have to move on. Like, you can't be stuck on that. Because what if they really didn't mean it like that? Or what if they did? Like, you can't get stuck on it, period. You know? So for me, I find myself having to talk myself like down, like, okay, that's not,
yeah,
that's not what it is. That's not,
I'm definitely
truly
trying to work
how you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I struggle with that as well. It's like feeling like equating it to my worth when that's
yeah.
not the case. Yeah.
Yeah. I dealt with rejection very early on. And it felt very unwarranted. Like, I was like, what did I do wrong? And sometimes you're rejected without people even giving you a chance. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's also like a hard pill to swallow. Yeah. But I remember as a little girl, people rejecting me and I wasn't even offering for their acceptance. Like I literally just was existing.
Right.
And it was like I remember as a little girl, right? I would never get this. I was hanging out with some of my friends in the neighborhood. And I think we might have been with one of my friends, like older sister, and she knew somebody. Like, we used to just walk around, or we'd be walking this house. We weren't going to mm-hmm. people's houses, but you know,
yeah,
we were outside. Walking. We knew how to play.
Yeah.
I remember we went to this one house, and it was a black. I don't know if they were trans. Now thinking back, I don't know if they were trans, but they were like, it was like a gay woman. Mm-hmm. And she looked very masculine. She was dark skinned. Mm-hmm. And I just remember her being like, pointing at me and being like, she ugly. And I was just like, and I dealt with that a lot as a kid. Like, a lot. People I was so all cool. Like, people just like, for no reason. And so I realized that I have internalize that, like, I can be very like when it comes to like my presentation, mm-hmm. I can be like a little overly, and like, of course now, like yeah. I can feel myself, like, I've had yeah. a glow up,
yeah,
great,
but it took a while to get to that place.
Yeah, but when you experience rejection like that so young, you know, like it like carries with you. So I think since then, even with friends dealing with girls used to be so mean.
My God.
And it was like, if you weren't a certain type of pretty or whatever, mm-hmm. that they felt like they could benefit off of, where I went to school, there was a rejection there too.
Yeah. I get that for sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, now I'm like, I'm a girl's girl. Yeah. And so me coming from the, you know, the foundation of church and mm-hmm. me growing up with my cousins and stuff, that just wasn't, we didn't even have that language. Like, I didn't grow up with me and my cousins going back and forth, like, nah, like flaming each other. No, we didn't do that. Like, yeah. we just didn't. I wasn't yeah. raised like that. So yeah. the shock that I experienced from that.
And why are people
and I think this? Now in relationship, rejection was a thing too, like, mm-hmm. and it just was like, am I not good enough? Like, should I, you know, right. if I was smaller, if I, you know, was a little bit more adventurous, like, you, like, just going down the timeline. And so I do have a habit of internalizing rejection. Mm-hmm. So I hate interviews. I hate anything where I have to sell myself, because there is that possibility. Like, just take me as I am.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, I can't do the most. I think I am learning to not, with friendships mm-hmm. or just with meeting new people, I tend to kind of like give and help. And oh yeah, like, I have to stop myself from doing that, because I've learned that you just can't expect things back, but also
yeah.
there's a rejection if people don't do what you expect them to do. You know what
right.
I mean? And so
right.
it's just a process.
Like, do I not deserve that as your friend? Like, I'm doing it for you, but you don't
yeah. want to do that for me. Like, or did you not think, you know, oh, right. maybe I should do
Why
this. Maybe I should help around. Like, maybe I should help. Maybe I should whatever.
Yeah. And it's crazy how those feelings get twisted, even when it's not meant to be. That's just like based on someone's character, for example. Like, those are just, for lack of better words, like those are just character flaws with that particular person. That doesn't necessarily mean anything regarding you. It's just that, or maybe that person didn't feel, that's not how they were raised. You know what I'm saying? So it's like so many different things. And it's like, we're, for me personally, I feel like I'm so quick to just like feel rejected or feel like, oh, that person didn't want to do that for me. Instead of thinking it through, like, okay, maybe there's reasons why, not just because they didn't want to do it for you or they don't like you. But like when you were talking about like girls being so mean, oh my God. I feel like my middle school years, my high school years, middle school. Like,
ooh, high school, actually
the first 2 years of high school, I feel like I dealt with so much rejection. Like, I was getting talked about for no reason. People were talking about me because I was happy. People were talking about me because I was bubbly. Like, I was, like, I didn't get invited to birthday parties. Like, they would invite everybody and be like, oh, yeah, you're not invited. Straight up to my face and be like, you're not invited. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Like, oh, my God. And then talking about it in front of me the weekend after, just, like, completely.
Wow, that's evil. Kids are really mean, bro.
People are mean. Yeah. And, like, down to the point where I was, like, coming home crying, mom was like, okay, this is about to stop. Like, nah, y'all not finna be messing with my kid like this. And, like, now, like, it's not like that. It's just, like, I know better now. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I feel like I dealt with, because I dealt with so much rejection, I went into a phase where I was, like, extremely defensive. Like, I was ready. I mean, I wasn't fighting or nothing, but I was very much like, you gonna hear me. And you're not gonna play with me. For a while, and then I had to be like, okay, everybody don't deserve that kind of response. Girl, calm down. Like, you can be yourself. I feel like somebody doesn't like you. Like, it's okay. Like, so it like just twists you, and you have to like kind of. We don't know how to deal with those feelings when we're younger. It's hell, we don't know how to deal with them now. We just kind of manage, and then we feel like, okay, this is better. We just kind of try different things until we find something that works. Like, okay, I tried a defensive thing, girl, that ain't working. You catch more flies with honey than what the thing is.
Yeah.
So it's like, you really just don't know. You're just trying all these things, but like, ultimately you just feel hurt and you feel rejected and you just feel like, okay, like, I don't know what to do from here, but I know that I want to protect myself from having that feeling again.
Exactly.
And I think
that's real.
Yeah, I think you have to realize, like, we have to realize too, like, what I tell myself is that, like, it sucks, but rejection is part of this, like, life to some degree.
Yeah.
Now, does it have to be, I don't know, it's different levels to it, but I do think to some degree it's part of it. And I even carry it sometimes into, like, my relationship. It's like, oh, I feel rejected when they do blah, 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 blah. But it's like, they never meant for me to feel rejected by that. Like, that's triggering for me, but that's not the intention that they had behind it. Yeah. So it's just something that I have been dealing with. And it's like, okay, I have to realize they're not rejecting me. They're just feeling a type of way, or they're whatever the case may be. Like, that's not what they meant. Like, I just have to tell myself. And like I said, I have to talk myself down. Still to this day, I'd be like, okay, girl, calm down.
Yeah.
Like, even ask, like, hey, are you what is going on, blah blah blah. Like you just have to,
I think I'm still understanding, like, you know, there's the saying, rejection is God's protection. And you know, a lot of times I can see it for other people, where maybe, you know, a friend group is rejecting somebody, or maybe they didn't get a job or whatever. And sometimes we're not able really to see what we're protected from. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But sometimes when it comes to people rejecting other people, I see it. I can see it. Like, you dodged a bullet. Like, Love is Blind. I have not watched it. But oh boy, that was trending, you know what I'm saying, for leaving girl at the altar. Like, had she really been married to him, where, you know, it may have ended
where
anyway.
Else would he have left her?
Exactly. And I think sometimes it's just like, not necessarily that you may even want the friendship or want the guy, or but it's just like, dang, like, am I not good enough? You know what I mean? Or why, why are you choosing to reject me when I feel like I'm showing up as a decent human?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's very much a hindsight thing. I don't think that you always get to see that rejection as a blessing in the moment.
Oh, absolutely not. It hurt me.
And for real, man, it really does. Like, I don't even have no like sprinkles to put on it. Like, rejection really does suck. Mm-hmm. And I'm still dealing with rejection. Like, I feel like maybe it is hindering me, like, pursuing, like, dating and stuff like that. Because, bro, what I went through in my 20s, like, it was a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Like, for real. I feel like I'm still, like, shook a little bit. Yeah, yeah, like. And so I understand when people are like, like you said, a defensive mechanism where they just try to avoid something for a while so that it doesn't, you know, so they don't have to ever experience it again. But it's like you said, you just can't, life is going to have that. And it's just no way to fully avoid rejection. So you do have to find a way to just love on yourself and keep going.
Yeah. And I think in relations, like when it comes to relationships, like as far as like if you were to get back in the dating field, like I think then it's easier. It's for me personally, like when I'm like when I was dating, it's like it's easier for me to feel like, okay, this didn't work out because there's something better coming along.
Mm.
Like when you were like when we're younger, like other types of rejection may be harder to swallow. And although this is hard to swallow, you can look at this more like a blessing. That's how I look at it. It's like, okay, if this didn't work out, it's because it wasn't supposed to. Like, and no, it may not feel like that in the moment, but something that helps me to get over it is the fact that this wasn't for me. And it's better for me not to be in it than for me to be in something that I don't need to be in.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? I feel like sometimes when we are rejected, I think I was reading somewhere, because I think I just was like reading about rejection. And it literally said that a lot of times when you're rejected, there's somewhere in our brain where it's like we're motivated. And the part of us that's motivated and stuff that clicks for us to try to chase that thing.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like this challenge, even though it's like, what do you really want with something that doesn't want you? Why would you?
Exactly. You know, like some women are like revenge body. It's like they may have gained weight being with somebody and they break up and they come back being like even better.
Like, you don't want to get that fine body just today.
Like, I know, completely fine. And then like, you're not even with this person no more. Like, but it's just like that. I think something clicks and you're like, I'm about to do everything I said that I was going to do. And now I'm really about to do it. And I'm going to show you what you're missing out on. I think that's like,
how it happens. I think that's exactly like, what it is.
You all go.
Yeah, really literally motivated just to switch.
Yeah, like rejection can also be a motivator. It's a blessing in disguise. It's a motivation. Like, I think we have to kind of.
You don't need to get revenge on whoever rejected you, though.
Like, yeah, and it's no not about revenge
because they already didn't want you. So
right,
whether it's a friend, whatever. So it's like
good for me.
There's no need to chase it.
Bye.
Bye.
Like I said, I don't feel like that in the moment, but we have to get to the point where we can just be like, you know what? That ain't it.
And in the show, his friend, his homegirl was like Gerard's homegirl was like, she was like, you know, my auntie was saying, you know, why would you want something that don't want you back? And he was like, is your auntie single? And she was like, I mean, yeah. That shit was so funny. Oh man, that was a funny scene. But yeah, man. Anybody that's dealing with rejection, just know you're not alone. Like, everyone deals with rejection.
We all.
Even Beyonce is being rejected. I mean, Lord, with this Cowboy Carter album. Like,
yeah. Everybody. I
mean, everybody, child.
I think we just have to learn how to process it in a healthy way. We have to learn not to dwell on it. And we have to learn that, like, somebody rejecting me doesn't mean that I'm not worthy or that I'm not.
Yeah, there's something wrong with me.
Like, or that, yeah, that there's something wrong with me. That is not the case. That's I'm just not their cup of tea, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And that is okay. And we can really just bar drop.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Love that. I ain't even got nothing else to say on top of that. Oh, okay. Yes, I do. One more thing. So I saw there's something called the law of least effort. Mm-hmm. And it's exhaustion and force versus ease and flow. Mm. So basically it's like, if you're putting in all this effort to try to win somebody over, win something over due to rejection, it's not going to produce.
Yeah.
It's basically saying that when we do the things that naturally flow, we are having to not try so hard.
Mm.
That's when things come to us. So if you're having to chase and become somebody new for someone to accept you or love you or see you, you're exhausting yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's not worth it. So
for something that may not, that's not worth it.
Wow. You're already full, babe.
Wow. Somebody needed this, Jordan.
Yeah, I think somebody I needed it truly.
I think we needed it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think somebody, we, and you know what? I'm glad you brought this up.
Period.
I really am. So, for real. Shout out to you. Shout out to our listeners. Thank y'all for rocking.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening.
We love y'all.
Shit. We'll see y'all next week. Back next week.
Purr.
'Cause you know, this is for the women, strictly for the women. This is for the women.
Hey,
the real women.